Page Nun Ches in Eretz HaTorah, Seif Dalad. This is the Perek, the Inyan of Sisrei Torah. As I said, we're going to try to just do it quickly, and there's, we need to be mashlim with other Torahs that Reb Tzvi Yehuda Zichron Levracha had from his father that were put in Ba'al Peh into this chapter a short time before Tzidu was Nifter. So we'll try to just understand an Amadrega. Rav Kook knew that we're part of a big, interesting, beautiful, complicated system. And the system doesn't always work according to the specific she'ifas of the individuals. And that could cause individuals to feel discouraged or uncomfortable, even though these individuals have she'ifas l'tayf. They have good she'ifas. They have sheifas for growing. So if Cook says, I feel a nimsa anashim gedolim b'tayra. One of the main sources of discouragement is not that people are going to tell you, hey, why are you learning these things? That happens also occasionally to some people at some times. Why are you learning these things? Why don't you just stick to the regular, I'm assuming girls don't get any of this. Like, why does nobody would bother with you? This, like, what you're learning, you do whatever you like. But if you're part of the yeshiva, the system, and even when you're past the system, in other words, when you've graduated and moved on in life, there's oftentimes this sense of uneasiness regarding all that we learned last week. Remember last week, Rav Kook was saying this, a person sees that there's Ikka Hatzlach and the Ikka way that he comes to Dveikas Bashem, which is Makadish him and is Makad from the Keshbaruch, who's Davkin Sisser Torah, then that should be the Ikka of his Limud. It should be in that learning. So then we have a person that takes Rav Kook's words seriously, as we all should. But then what happens is he sees people around him that are not only different from him, but they don't measure greatness in Torah and Yiddishkeit according to this program at all. As a matter of fact, what a young man might typically encounter in this type of a journey is some level of disapproval. And even if it's not outward disapproval, the impression that he gets is very simple, that I'm a lo yitzlach. Because if I would be matzliach, if I would be a person who's matzliach in my learning, then I would be a lamdan. I would be a lamdan. In other words, I would be somebody who is conversant in shas, and who is able to say over a beautiful lamdish piece of Torah and so on. Because that's the standard of measurement, of greatness and learning in the world that the boys and the men are growing up in. So if a guy is, a real big Baal Chesed, everybody appreciates that and everybody, loves the guy, but is he considered to be an ish matzliach as far as what has the yeshiva produced? You never find a Rosh Yeshiva that will pride himself that he's produced 400 people that go around with pushkas, you understand? Even if it's not collecting for the yeshiva, it's collecting for the yeshiva, it doesn't make a difference. That's not his hatzloch. The hatzloch is to have lamdanim. And a lamdan has to fit into a particular mold of somebody who's able to say over Torah and to be very sharp and to be able to argue and learning and talk and learning and so on. And if you're not such a person, even if people are nice to you, and even if people tolerate your different way and what you learn and so on and what you're Isaac and what you're concentrating on. But still, it leaves you with an unsettled feeling that I haven't made it. I'm just not matzliach. If I had been matzliach, I'd be a lamdan. And I'm a disappointment to the Rosh Hashiva. I'm a disappointment to the rebellion. So if Cook is talking to people who might feel this a little bit, and he says, "Afilu nimsa anoshim gedolim b'tayre b'yir v'chachma," even though you see yourself surrounded by people in the company of people who are great in Torah, and not stam, people who are great in Torah v'yir v'chachma, the yirei shemayim, big God-fearing people, big yirei shemayim, not stam, sharp. You know, sharp, but Tamir Chachamim, Yirei Shemayim, She'ein Ha'inyonim Shal Sisrei Torah Noigim Lahem. These people that he's surrounded by, this goes back to where we were learning from Reb Motl the other week, that there are different neshamas. And it happens that most of the people, certainly the leaders of the yeshiva, the heads of the yeshiva, they were not put into that position, not in Shemayim, I guess, and not in this world. They weren't put into that position because of their kishroinus and sisrei Torah. We're not talking about the yeshiva of the Mukubalim in Yerushalayim. We're talking about a regular yeshiva. So you have a position that's called Mashgiach. That's something else. But for the most part, the person is surrounded by these individuals who he sees. They don't seem to care about what I care about. They don't seem to be affected by Sisrei Torah. They don't seem to have any need to learn these Svarim and to have a connection to this type of understanding and thinking and learning. They don't seem to have any connection. Mipnei Godel Ma'alosam. And you see them as being people who are at a very great level. And their very existence seems to create a stira, a contradiction to the choice that you've made in your life. And what you're doing in your life, and you're learning, and you're growing. And these are great people. So that's something which can be very discouraging. These individuals have a tremendous amount of material. Lahasik boyas ruchniusam, to keep their ruchnius busy. Well, it's in Shas and Poskim and whatever it is that they're learning, Musar or Machshav or whatever. They're very busy with Nigla. They're very, very busy with the Nigla of Torah. And they're very good at it, and they're sharp in it, and they are very accomplished in that. And not only that, but they judge success or a lack of success. They tend to judge success or lack of success in others, in their talmidim, in people that they know, by being accomplished davke in that area of nigla, of lamdas. So, those who are drawn to the Nistar and have undertaken an intense program of being mamik of in that Indian of Dveikus of Nistar. Again, I'm not going to say Nistar, I don't mean Kisveri, but each person his or her level. So if Hook says to each of these people, "Al yipol b'zeh libo shel adam," don't let your heart fail, don't let your heart fall, don't get sad. Al yipol b'zeh libo shel adam. Only a person who's been in this position can appreciate what Rav Kook just said. Can really appreciate what Rav Kook is saying, and I could say to you without any lack of confidence that anybody who is in this parasha should take it to heart. Because there's not one Rosh Hashiva that he's ever met in his life that knows as much as Rav Kook had on his fingernails. In Lundus, in learning, and he said it. There's not one person that he'll ever meet in this world who has any shaykhus to Rav Kook's greatness in Nigla, in Shas and Poskim. So take it to heart. Al yipo b'zeh libo shel adam. That here you have a bigger Talmud Chacham who is telling you not to be sad about this and not to feel left out of Yiddishkeit. Al yipo b'zeh libo shel adam. And of course, you could show this paragraph to that individual. The person will say, look, that's not our mahalach, Rav Kook, you know. Yeah, he was a big person. It's not our mahalach. And you could just smile inside of yourself. And you don't answer back, God forbid, and don't say anything, chas v'shalom. But al yipo b'zeh libo shel adam. I'd be much more nervous for Rav Kook to say this about somebody that's not our mahalach than this person saying about Rav Kook that he's not my mahalach. It would be much scarier to have Rav Kook saying that this person is not my mahalach. Therefore, al yipo b'zeh libo shel adam. Al yipo b'zeh libo shel adam. Shu margish bekir by chush pnimi. Because for this person who feels within himself and a chush pnimi, it's just it's natural to him. It's who he is. This Watson of Dveikus, but in a serious way. I'm not talking about someone that's running around a Drake cup. I'm not talking about a Drake cup. None of this is a Drake cup. It's talking about the person who's serious and who's learning and who's a masmid, and also, as Rav Kook has been saying throughout, has of course his limudim in halacha, regular limudim and so on. We're not talking about someone that's left earth. Someone who's grounded, serious, somebody who davens tefillah b'tzibur, somebody who's careful with every sif and sifkat and shulchan aruch, is careful. Yirei shamayim is doing the right thing, but he has a chush pnimi. He has such a chush. The lachatz shel ariga nishmasas, he feels always within him a pressure of a great soulful longing. Ariga nishmasas, a soulful longing. El orchais harazim, to the pathways of the secrets of Torah. That's what he feels within him. And the same way that person that you're showing this to might not appreciate it, and you have to be careful, so too, a Drake cup you should not show this to a Drake cup either. I don't know how to translate into English a Drake cup, but you know what it is, right? A Drake cup. I don't know what else to say. A person's dumb. It's a little bit of his slavas in Avoda. Then he has Masa Shabbos, he's off doing different things, he comes back 2 or 3 days later, he also has a big Islava. So I'm talking about a Drake cup. They also are holy and have to be dealt with. I'm not talking Chassid Shalom, I don't mean anything bad about that, but that's not what this is about. And you don't show this to such a person either, because the person that sees this, who's a Drake cup, so this gives him more of an excuse to be far Drake, to get more lost in his Drake kite. In his instability. This is for healthy, normal, stable people. The reason that this has to be emphasized is because obviously in this inyan, there's more of an atiyah for unstable people to be attracted to it. Not because of a dveikus to be, not because of a rasan to be dovuk b'Hashem, but because they're unstable. Unstable people generally are not longing for pshat and taisus. You understand? That's not their inyan. That's not their inyan. They're attracted to things that speak to them in the language of pnimiyas, and do not make strong demands of the intellect, and do not make strong demands of that which they detest more than anything in life. The Drake cup detests more than anything in life one thing: seder. You know what that means? I'm not talking about Pesach. Soon. It's that too. The Drake cups of the world, God bless them, detest Seder. So they'll talk about Rav Kook and about Pnimis, about Rabbi Nachman, and that they're Meshigga, about this, and that this is their whole life. For that week. And then they disappear for a month or two. Where were they? I don't know, with his girlfriend at the Himalayas or something. And then he comes back. So there's nothing in the world like Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman. Did you take Rabbi Nachman with you to the Himalayas? You went also with him. Rabbi Nachman was a big Yerei Shemayim, you know? He was a big Yerei Shemayim. He learned also Gemara every day in Tur and Shulchan Aruch. He was a Baki in Shas and Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Nachman. He was a stable person. So the dreg cups in the world, they can't stand Seder. They can't stand Seder. Come on, Mol Yom, Mol Nein. You see that also with davening, with learning. It's also like this. This is not for that person, and be careful not to show this to that person, because this person is going to say, oh, that's me. That's the story of my life. I'm a person who feels a lachetz of ariga nishmas, the pressure of soulful longing, al orches harazim, to the pathways, to those ways of the secrets of Torah. Which there certainly is an akuda like that in every person, but that's not the lachas that he feels. He feels a different kind of lachas. Oftentimes, it's a lachas of an unhealthy mind, and a person who's somewhat emotionally off. And we're not talking, of course, not talking about people who are not well, God forbid. They need also Yeshua. They need to learn and everything, but that's not what Rav Kook is talking about, and they have to be careful. Because these kind of things that he's saying could be very exciting for those individuals, and it could be misunderstood. Person gets up in the morning, says Maidani, washes Negavasi. Not a person who gets up at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Person who gets up, has a Seder Hayyim, and lives a healthy, normal Jewish life. That's what we're talking about. Now, it could be that the reason that he's one of the reasons that he's turned so much to Rozim, to the Pnimis HaTorah, the Sisrei Torah, is that he wasn't particularly good at Taisvus. Just didn't work. He wasn't good at it. He wasn't that sharp person that was able to blow the Rebbe away with a kasha, with a teretz. And the tshuka, therefore, could be, so if Cook says, afilu nachlich tshuka zubaloi, even if it's clear that part of the reason that this tshuka, that the person has this longing for alternative Jewish learning, we'll call it that he has this longing for that, it could be that's Balaam named Miyud Kishrangle in Yan Magluyim. He's not about Kishun when it comes to, he's not Moksha. In other words, he's not so good at Gemara. He's not so good at Halacha. He's not necessarily in that Indian. He's not a big Balkishun. No, that's also a Taina. That's also his fault. That's not his fault. But again, we're not talking about a person that didn't try, didn't go through working at it, but he's not. So if Cook says, because that's also nothing will say, and he didn't try in Hishtablis, and they'll give you the shmuz on Hishtablis. So if Cook says like this, Ma Bekach, so what? That's what he says. Ma Bekach, that's okay. He says, so what? Ma Bekach, no. So that's what, now we uncovered the truth. That the real reason that you're so drawn to Pnimis HaTorah is because you're not really, really good at Nigla. That's the real reason. We have now found you out. You've been revealed for the Am Aris that you are. So of course, it's Mabaka. So what? Sof sof, zosi matas chevloi. Sof sof, that's the portion that Hashem has given him in the world. That's what Hashem has given this person. Sof sof, of course, it's Mabaka. That's all right. Don't feel bad about that. Mabakach, sov sov, zosi matas chevlai. Verroi loy lesmoch bechelko. And not only should you not be sad or feel discouraged, but roi loy lesmoch bechelko. You should be happy. That's your chelik that Hashem gave you a chelik, and you know what your chelik is, and you feel comfortable and happy, and you feel excited about that chelik in Torah. Not to be sad. Other abbot, roi loy lesmoch bechelko. Hikarav Hashem l'chol kairav be'emes uvesamim. Hikarav Hashem l'chol kairav be'emes uvesamim. Hashem is close to all those who call out to Him in truth and in tmimus and in a simple and pure way. You have to live with that, to think about that, and to always remember that. That's it. Not to be nispal from any of these things. And mabekach. That always has to be without trying to make a point to people who are not like you either. That's very important. This is done with another. The seichel and with another. That's why I say you don't have to put the sefer that you're learning on the table in yeshiva. So that this, so to make a point. Well, this has to be done with anivas. And in a way that's pnimius. If you're an ish pnimi, then it should be pnimius. An ish pnimi doesn't have to make sure that everybody knows that he's an ish pnimi. You understand? If you're worried about people thinking that you're an ish pnimi, means you're an ish kitzaini. An ish pnimi doesn't care. It's not nisbal. It doesn't have to see to it that other people know that his inyan is in that learning, and they have to know that he's maslich in that area of learning. It's not at all noged to the ish pnimi, what other people think or whether he's accepted in the eyes of other people. Shav Kook, in those two words, mabakach. Mabakach is, so what? Sov sov zosi matas chevla. V'roilo l'smach b'chelke. Hikar v'ashem l'chalkar v'emes v'samim. And he ends with the pasuk in Eiv. And you know that he always ends in such a way, how he was able to do this. And remember, no computer. How he was able to do this, to always find that pasuk in Tanakh. So this is some Eiv Perek Lamed Aleph Yutes, which we all just learned recently. I don't know. Eiv, the Rav Kook just had Eiv Lamed Aleph in his back pocket. Eiv Lamed Aleph Yutes, says in pasuk, V'loy nikar lefonov shoyer mipnei dol. And the pasuk ends, ki maise yodov kulam. Again, v'loy nikar lefonov shoa mipnei dol, ki maise yodov kulam. I don't know, I couldn't really put the end of the pasuk, because they could have gotten it on the rest of the line, wouldn't have cost maybe extra money. V'loy nikar lefonov shoa mipnei dol, ki maise yodov kulam. In English, Hashem doesn't let a noble person, a choshev, a big, rich person, Hashem doesn't let a noble person be given recognition over a pauper. Not by Hashem. Doesn't mean anything. L'nikala fanav shoyim neidal, he doesn't let a noble person be given recognition over a pauper. Ki maise yodav kulam, because they are all Hashem's handiwork. Hashem made everyone. And Hashem made that person who's rich in lamdas, well, Hashem, kol hakavod, who's a talmid chacham, who's a lamdan, that's Hashem's handiwork. Hashem made him in that way. As we learned about different neshamas. And Hashem made him that way, he's Hashem's handiwork. The rich person who's rich in his knowledge in the lamdan. And then you have the other one who's looked at in the yeshiva as being a dal, as being poor, a pauper, in that learning. But he's rich, let's say, he's rich in this, in Nister, and he's rich in what? In other things, could be in Midas Tovus, and being a Gadol Chesed, and being a good person. So, that's the person that Hashem created. And therefore Hashem says he does not let a noble person be given recognition over a poor, but the person who's rich, the Gvir. How did his Gvir? His Gvirkeit comes from Hashem too, with the money that he has. Why should the Gevir get more covered than the poor person? The only reason the Gevir is given more cover than the poor person is because they're hoping to get money from him. No? I think that's the trap. That's they say, that, like, you know, that I told you many times that they say, there was a big Gevir, so they used to come to him all the time for Aitzes. Bad. You know, whatever, Rab Shalom this and Rab Shalom that, asking him for Aitzes. It was a big fear, everybody came to him for Aitzes. And he had something bad, and he lost all of his money, he became a poor man, and nobody came to him anymore for Aitzes. So he said to his wife, I don't understand. Mela, I lost my money, but my chach machabach yet. But I'm still a balaitza. He didn't understand. How come they're not coming to me anymore? I'm still a big balaitza. They're all coming to me for aitzes. Now they stopped coming to me for aitzes. All I lost is my money. I didn't lose my seichel. He was never a bal seichel. He was only a gvir. And what they came to him was because there was hope to be a matnas char b'tzida. That maybe there's a profit that can be made over here by having an asik with this person. Remember, I saw this once. There was, this was just a funny thing that I that one of those things that I noticed. I remember there was a guy that I was friends with. We were growing up together, and he was like a very, very hard guy to have in yeshiva. So, you know, he never sat still. It was always, you know, it was every day. Also, like with the, he got involved with the JDL at that time. You know, one of these, like, he always had, like, he was a guy that had in his pocket the plastic thing with five pens and different, you know, there was like a, it's like always doing stuff. And but in class, he was like a Rebbe's nightmare in class. Terrible. And the Rebbe, we were together in the same class, but the Rebbe did with this guy, the names that he called him and what he gave for this guy. And the Bach was very good-natured. Never got to him. The Rebbe called him, threw him out, get out of here, this and that. He used to embarrass him all the time in the learning. It wasn't. This guy went on to become a Welts millionaire. Yeah, sometimes it goes with that plastic thing inside. He became a Welts millionaire. You know, he has merits. Like smart, he's smart, but he just wasn't for the school. And we had, I remember it was like, and it not only did he become a Welts millionaire, it was like 4 or 5 years after yeshiva. He was a young guy. He was in his 20s, and he still bought Hashem a big Welts bucket. He was a Welts millionaire when he was like about 25, 26. Very smart. And then I remember that we were together, like a mesiba, and he came back with the guys from the yeshiva, and the Rebbe spoke to him with such derech eretz. I felt it was so, because I never heard the Rebbe say anything except he's shaita, this namar, it's a sheg, it's a rasha. And now he's saying, he's going like this, and he's saying, and how are you, Yankel?
What? Look, you're a Welts millionaire because of what I did to you. I've got to help you out.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the Rebbe was trying to get any money from him, but he had like covered for him, mechabed him. So the guy said to me afterwards, I became a big tzaddik. He said, I became a big tzaddik. It's amazing what a couple of dollars can do. Became a big tzaddik. Your Rebbe's already making nice to me. The only thing I ever got from him was like that. Now all of a sudden it's like this. Became a gevir. So it's that by the Baruch Shalom, he doesn't. It says leinike lefanav shayv neidal. Kimaisi yadav kulam. It's a beautiful pasuk. Hashem doesn't give any recognition to the rich man. The rich man, well, his riches come from the Baruch Shalom. And that's what Hashem's book gave him. So you have a person that his inyan is to be a lamdan. Fine, that's his chelik in the world. And that's his neshama. Beautiful. And that's wonderful as long as he's Yirei Shemayim and he's beautiful. We have only the greatest respect. That's the most beautiful thing. But then if you have another yid, and he, in his inyan, he's a, in that inyan of lamdas, he's a dal, he's poor. He's not able to, in that Indian, he's not able to become great. But he's great in Nistar, he's great in Midas, and Chsadim, and so on, and Chesed. So why should this one be proud over the other one? This, of course, was a big thing the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Talmid Baal Shem were screaming about. But there was such a feeling of separation between the Lumdim and the simple people. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh couldn't bear it. It was unbearable to him. And it says in the pasuk, "Kimaisi yodav kula." The Baruch Shalom made you, and the Baruch Shalom made you. So what are you? You're feeling bad that you're poor and he's rich. What do you have to feel bad? The same thing with money. You feel bad. What do you have to feel bad? I mentioned this year. This happened last year that I was at Lo Aleinu. I was at a levaya, and we were walking after the Aron. In the parking lot, Yosef B'Seis Sudan. The guy comes over, I never met him. But I knew it was trouble. You know how I knew? I don't mean this in a bad way. Because he had a little kerchief coming out of his pocket over there. It always gets me nervous. Now, most of them turn out to be very nice people, but sometimes it could be bad. When they have the kerchief coming out, not a kerchief, a handkerchief, you know, a little, how would you call it? They have, yeah, a little hanky coming out of the pocket over here. The Chassidish clothing, they don't make pockets over there. But they have a little, No, there's a little matching, like a thing that comes out from the pocket a certain way. And he had, and he also saw a certain, what? Matches the tie. And also, these people usually, they smell good. You know what I'm talking about? They put on a certain kind of, like rich people have a certain aftershave, it's a certain kind of lotion or something. But he had like a strong smell, in a good way, like a very strong smell coming from this guy. He was, you know, he sat longer than Esther Malk in Tamruke Hanoshim. I'm not going to go into that, but he's taking care of this. This guy's taking care of it. And he's got also a nice color. He's taking care of this guy. So on the thing to Yosef Yisrael Elyon, he comes over. I never met him in my life. He comes over and he says, "I'd like to see you today at 2:00." on the thing that Yosef Yisrael was saying, I'm saying Yosef Yisrael, "I'd like to see you today at 2:00." I said, I don't say Shalom Aleichem. I know the mace is 5 feet away. So I said, "Could we just wait till we go around?" So when we come around, and the car, we walk away from the car, and then I said to him, I said, "Shalom Aleichem," and he's like very impatient. He said, "Aleichem Shalom. I'd like to see you today at 2:00. It was a Sunday. I'd like to see you today at 2:00. So I said to him, "Can you say something? I'm not sure if I'm free at that time. Can you say something? Just, I don't mean in a big way. Do you happen to be a rich person?" I said, are you a gevir?" He says, "What are you talking about?" He got very angry. "I'm just wondering, are you rich? I mean, you were very straightforward with me. So I'm being straightforward with you. I'm asking you a simple question. Are you rich?" So he was very angry. He said, what does that have to do with anything?" I said, "Because I never heard a poor person talk that way. I never heard a poor person talk such a way. Like telling me, I'll see you today at 2:00. Who, what, where?" But he had an Indian that he wanted to talk about. It turns out he had a tie-in against one of the Balabata from Shul or something. So he said, "You're seeing me at 2:00. I said, "I'm not seeing you at 2:00. Not at 3:00, not at 4:00. I'm not seeing you. Not as a newcomer, because I have a natural difficulty with such a tipus of a person. Not Hashem, I have to work on that. Not shouldn't, God forbid. You have to love every Jew. It's not. But still, the Ashivas, who gave you what? The Baruch Shalom made. Who made you to? You have an Aisha. So that entitles you to talk a certain way to people. And if he's talking to me that way, he thinks I'm a rabbi in the community. We know, not really. But he thinks I'm a rabbi in the community or something. And still he talks that way. That is interesting. But he doesn't have to be afraid. He doesn't have to be afraid because he's used to this guy. He pulls up to someplace. He gives the guy a $50 bill. Take care of my car. And take care of this and take care of that. And he's used to that. So he says that, he goes over to anybody. He says, "I'll see you at 2:00. Because the Baruch Shalom made such a thing in the world as Ashim, as Aniyim. And on the other hand, when you have a Yid that's an Oishit, when you have a Yid that has money, and he knows who gave it to him, there's nothing as sweet and as beautiful as a Jew like that. There's nothing as sweet and as beautiful. When you have a Jew who has, and he carries himself with Anivus, because he knows who's the Baal HaBos. Is there a bigger Jew than that? And this is what the Pasuk says. It's not only when it comes to money, it's when it comes to knowledge also. When it comes to other things in life. The Baruch Shalom made everybody. He gave this person this kind of seichel and this kind of an emotional hardware that he has a certain tshuka for something. He gave this person a different mahalach. If we would live this way, we'd get along much better. And we'd be happier. We'd be happier within ourselves. Not to always feel that I have to be like Yanim and how come I'm not, and he is, and what he has. That main begashmis and ben beruchnis, even in ruchnis. But a person's not a balkishim, that someone's not sharp. You know how many guys grow up in the yeshivas feeling so bad about themselves because they're not sharp? What is sharpness anyway? What is a mibachlal? What kind of a mile is it? Where was that ever written up? Show me where it's written up in Misil Shan that's a mile. Sharpness. Where's that a mile? That inyan of sharpness became the avodah zarah in the yeshivas. Sharpness. Where was there any musas sefer where that was ever other rabbi? In the musas from that inyan of charifas was always suspect. They were always worried about that inyan of charifas. when there's chavifas together, with, when you have a medal from Kotzke or an Avni Nezer, that's very, very good. When you have a svasemis like that, that's terrific. Charifas, where does it say that that's a maila to be a charif, to be sharp? Where is that a maila? Somebody worked on that. Somebody made himself into a charif. It's charifas. So many of the cherif feel bad about themselves because this Indian of charifas, of sharpness, is raised up to such a level. And it's raised up to such a level, so then the person who doesn't have charifas sits there in the shia, and he's lost. And he feels outside. He feels bad about himself. He could be he's a very erlich bacher, and he's trying hard, but he doesn't have that thing of charifas, of sharpness. How this became an inyan, charifas. It's not an avoid. It's not a pnimistic thing. Charifas. Again, when it's with your shemaim and it's not to make people feel bad, and it's to, of course to work in learning. It's fantastic. And to be able to enjoy learning, all of that is beautiful. But people are hurt. Hashem he's not nispal from this Hashem. This one's rich, this one's poor. Kimaisa Yodov Kulam. Maisa Yodov Kulam. Hashem Hashbach made everybody. I say. Sisrei Torah, mitarch shehem boim mimoker elyon. Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah, since they come from such a high source, mitarch shehem boim mimoker elyon. They come from such a makar elyon. Mechev yon ha'oyz shel pnimiyus haneshama from that deep and beautiful secret place of Pnimius on the Shama. Chelak Elokom Yimal, from the Chelak Elokom Yimal, from the Neshama, which is a Chelak Elokom Yimal, which is a portion of Kivyachal of Hashem himself that we have inside of us. That's where Sisrei Torah come from. Vishvil Kach, Hem Yichaylam Lihikones, El Kol Halavavas. The truth is, Rav Kook says, that because Sisrei Torah come from the highest point, from the Makar Elyon, from the Pnimius of the Neshama, because of that, they could dafka go everywhere. They can go to the smallest little Jew. Now, you would naturally say just the opposite. Sisrei Torah is only for big people. Sisrei Torah is only for geniuses or for great people. Rav Kook explains this just the opposite. According to the Torah's definition of godless, l'cha Hashem ha-gedula, okay, let's put it this way. If someone asks you, looking back on Tanakh, just instinctively, if you asked, who would you say in Tanakh was an Adam Godl? Well, they're all Gadol, but say the earliest Adam Gadol. Does that make it easier? Besides Adam Harishon. So say they were all great people, but the Midah of Gadol was who? Avram Avinu. It says Gadol Ba'anokim. It says Navi. Gadol Ba'anokim. He was a giant. Gadol Ba'anokim. He was a giant. What's the giantness of Avram Avinu? What's the godless of Avram Avinu? The godless of Avraham Avinu was that he is in horrible pain from the bris that he had, and he's an old man, and he goes outside on a hot day, and he is looking there for a couple of Arabs walking to give them a drink of water and something to eat. The midah of godless, dafke, the midah of godless, what makes the godless is that it's mispashet everywhere. It goes down to the lowest place, to the lowest person. That's Hashem's midah. The Mokum Shatam Maitzeg Dulos Lakashakash Baruch, Shamatam Maitzeg Dulos. The place where you see Hashem's greatness, Davke, by his humility. that he's mashpili liros. Even though he's magbi lashavas, he's mashpili liros. That's the midah of godless. That's Avraham Avinu's godless. Not because of his sharpness. He goes, I'm sure. That's not his godless. The godless of Avraham Avinu is that he wasn't mechalik between who he helps. And he reaches out to everybody. He goes down to the lowest place. That's the midah of godless. That's if Moshe Feinstein slipping a little candy, a little lollipop to the boy in shul. But Moshe Feinstein didn't consider himself above that. Adrabba, the aboveness of Moshe Feinstein, the aboveness of Rav Moshe was that he saw a little child. That was his godless, and that was the trademark of Gedolei Yisrael in all the generations. Besides, of course, all the other things. That was the stamp of greatness was this nekuda. That not the bigger they are, the harder they fall, but the bigger they are, the lower they're prepared to go. The bigger they are, the lower they're prepared to go. And to everybody. So it's davka because Sisrei Torah come from such a high place. Mimoker Elyon, Nichevyon Ha'ish, El Pnimus, Rechelik, El Komimal, Bishvil Kach, and Yechayim Lehikonis, El Kol Halavavus. Because of the godless, because of the exaltedness of Sisrei Torah, they're longing to enter into the hearts of even the littlest Jew. On that person's level. Again, I'm not talking about Kisvei Ha'ri. On that person's level. It's ready to go down. The Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all Sisrei Torah, they're ready to go down. They're on the road. They're ready to go. They want to reach down to every single person. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh met when he had his Aliyas Neshama, that Rosh Hashanah, in the famous letter to his brother-in-law, to Rabbi Gershon Kitavu, when he had his Aliyas Neshama, he met Mashiach Mashiach, and he asked Mashiach, Emosai Ka'asi Ma'alach Sheyafut Sumayna Sechachut, so when your teachings will go forth to the entire world. And if you read the whole Nusach of the letter, this is the only authentic letter that we have from the Baal Shem Tov. The only authentic Savya that we have from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is that letter that he wrote to his brother-in-law about his Neshama, and when his Neshama went up and he met Mashiach. And he asked Mashiach, when are you coming? Mashiach said, when your teachings are going to go forth into the world. And then in the letter, if you read the rest of the letter, you see that he was talking about Olam HaSalakus, Neshama HaSalakus, and Yichudim, when everybody will be able to be Miyachid, the Shem Hashem. He was talking about very, very deep and big things. And the point that he was making is that L'Sheyach Futsam HaNesachulim, when this will go forth to the entire world. That means where every little Yidala will be able to make Yichudim. Every single Jew will be able to make Yichud. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that was his life. That's what he began. And the last Kufa of Mashiach began with that inyan of bringing the big Rabbi Shalom down to the smallest person. Because that's how big HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. As we learned, Vani es Daka. We learned last week. Vani es Daka. And Leboza Enus Oni. That's what we learned last week. But Hashem Davke. Hashem goes with those who are humble. Vani es Daka, that means with the little ones. Because Davke. Hashem's Midas HaGadlus is Lecha Hashem HaGedula. Is the Gedula of Hashem. Is Lecha Hashem HaMamlocha, is that he goes with his Malchus on the road to bring it to every single Jew, wherever he is in the world, that he wants that person to be in the Malchus. He wants that person to enjoy the benefits of what it means to be a Jew. Not just the top 10, the Forbes 500. That's the godless of Hashem, Lecha Hashem HaGedula, Lecha Hashem HaMamlocha. And therefore Sisrei Torah, Rav Kook says, Sisrei Torah, because of their greatness. Now again, you might say, what do you mean, if they're so great, it comes from the Chelik HaLakar, Mimkar HaElyon, then what's a person like me going to have a shaychus to these things? Mimkar HaElyon, Chelik HaLakar Mimal, I'm just a regular guy. I can't have a shaychus to these things. So he says, just the opposite. B'shvil kach, hem yichayim likonis el kol alavavis. Every Jew loves Purim. Even the little smallest little Jews. There used to be saying Chag Purim Chag Gadol Yehudim, right? Chag Purim Chag Gadol Yehudim. When I lived in Eretz Yisrael when I was a kid, so there were guys that were on a construction site near where I lived in Netanya. We lived, and there was construction, and they were saying Chag Purim is the week of Purim. They were saying Chag Purim Chag Gadol Poalim. It's a big yontif for the workers. He said Chag Gadol Poalim. Why Purim reaches down to everybody? That's what it means, chayv nishlev sumi. When people are drunk, he's no nafkimi, he knows a lot, doesn't know what that's ad aliyoda. It's no madreg, it's on Purim. It's been arham le baruch mordechai. On a regular day, this guy looks like he's a baruch mordechai, and this guy looks like he's an arham. On Purim, it's the same thing. Because why? Because by the baruch shalom, the need of Hashem is baruch, it goes down to everybody. Call it parashit yad, noistim loy. Every single Jew, whoever holds out his hand, you have to be parashit yad. But noistim loy. If a guy wants, you give him. That's Purim. He has to want. Call it Peshed Yad. The person is Peshed Yad, you don't check him out. Call it Peshed Yad, nice to lie. How could there be such a lashon to be found by the tzaddikim? Goes back to Rabbi Aaron HaGadol, Mikalin. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaKol, Af Rabbi Shimon LaKol. Just like Hashem is LaKol for everyone, Af Rabbi Shimon LaKol. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is for everyone. I understand Akash Baruch, he said Lakol because I guess I need him to give me my life and stuff. But Rabbi Shimon is Lakol. Akash Baruch Lakol, Af Rabbi Shimon Lakol. That even the simplest Jews who have a hergish of this, unlike Ba'ayim, they have such a simcha. And they run to be near Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon was higher than everybody. Because Rabbi Shimon was talking the language of what? Of the neshama. He was talking the language of the chelak elokam nimal. And the chelak elokam nimal, the language of the neshama, reaches down everywhere, to every crack. Wherever there's a crack, it goes in. That's the language of Pnimius HaTorah, of Sisrei Torah, B'Seisra HaMadregis. It goes into every crack. Into every place it goes in, Sisrei Torah. It sneaks into everywhere. It's not reserved only for the top people, the big minds. It goes everywhere. Even those hearts that are, even the hearts of people who did not reach any great level of understanding, if they're not particularly bright or smart, they don't have the sharpness, the intelligence to acquire great knowledge and so on. See, so you think so then, like people will say again, the same feeling you'll get growing up is this, so then so Sisrei Torah is only for such people. But people meaning for people that have that are brilliant and knowledgeable and so on. And of course it's explaining it's just not true, this thought. Adarab is the Osius Adar, the month of Adar, Bo. Because the meaning of Adar is an Hapichu, it's the other way that you think. It's not the way that you think. That's what it means, Adarab. Adar, the month of Adar, Bo. It's the other way, it's not the way you think. You think that way, it's not that way. It's an Hapichu, it's an Oilam Hafuch Bechlal. What you think is an Arhamin is not an Arhamin, it's Boch Marach, it's not the way you think. Even to such a heart. That these Yidden that have hearts that are longing for the secrets of Torah, despite the other things that are not strong, that they have this inclination to the secrets. And they're totally, totally honest about their other, their intellectual weaknesses. There are no delusions about who they are. They're not trying to make themselves out to be mekubalim or tamir chacham or anything like that. They know. Mimalatam anova, and because of that, they're filled with humility. these Jews bring bracha l'olam. They bring great blessing to the world. Umegalim heim bechetzem atar, and in their pure desire to connect Hashem through the Rosei Torah, through the secrets of Torah, megalim heim bechetzem atar, or godol shel das kadoshim, they reveal and they bring into the world the great light, or godol shel das kadoshim, of those thoughts of holy people, from Rabbi Shimon, and so on. They bring to the world, they reveal to the world, they open up into the world such a thing. And these humble Jews who are deeply connected to Rosei Torah, they're able to reveal this great light that hasn't been contaminated by any of the sicknesses that come with narrow-mindedness. The person who's very, very smart, maybe, but he's stuck in his self, and his brilliance. The ruchsei lev ish, and the shattered hearts of other people. He has a whole heart, this person, meaning that he's in a place of pnimius. That's what it means, adalayada. Avalim elan oshim. However, if you're a person that you like to learn, that you're drawn to Sisrei Torah, but lo yakiru samigras, but you're not honest about, and you don't accept, and you're not honest about other things that you're lacking in. Let's say that you're not, you don't accept that you're not a lamdan, you're not a balmadrega. And that's not something that the heart cares about or thinks about, meaning to work on these midas of humility v'chulu. But instead, the person learns some Sisrei Torah, and he's what? Yisnas al gevruach. He becomes a balgaiver from that he knows. He's studying Kabbalah, he's studying Chassidus, whatever. And he becomes, and he's not humble and honest about who he is. Shibam is called Razi Chacham l'fneim Guluyim. Because he feels like he feels very proud of himself that he knows so much Razi Torah, that he knows so many secrets of Torah. Oz Yakalkul is Chaim HaRegesh. Aye, Rav Kook says that messes up the whole thing. That ruins as Chaim HaRegesh, the warmth, the fire of that Regesh of holiness. That ruins that whole Netir that they had, and it makes into something which is not good. Well, Yatsu Karach Lagalis is Apnina Makadoshim Mimkar Machzav Shal Tahim HaNeshama Shinim Zgalm Kimodake Ruach Va'anvei Tzai. They're not really going to be successful in bringing forth into the world the pearls, the holy pearls that come from the highest and deepest place of the soul. They're not really going to be able to do that. Because those secrets of Torah, the real secrets of Torah, are only revealed to Dakei Ruach, only to those of humble spirit. Ba'anvei Tzedek. And truly humble people. Only they can bring forth into the world the Das Kedoshim, the Pninim HaKadoshim, the holy pearls of the Chelik Elokim Mal of the Neshama. It only can be brought into the world by people who are truly humble. The other ones who are going to bring it to the world. But even a person who has an atiyah to these things, but it comes in a package that's filled with a gaiva over who knows these things. And Adrabi, he could be looking down on the lamdan and think, the lamdan doesn't know these things. I know these things. He doesn't know these things. So from such a person, Rav Kook says, that's not where we're going to get these pninim kedoshim, these holy pearls, from makar chetz, makar hamechzo, shatahim on the shama, the pearls that are cut out of that deep, deep, deep place of the soul. Those only come through anvei tzedek. The ones who are truly humble Jews, they are the ones who bring these pearls into the world. But we should be zeicha to be among those people and to be able to recognize that and to appreciate that and to somehow each one of us to contribute to that and to be zeichet through that, but that which is hidden should be revealed with the Gula Hashem V'Amitis.